You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. So we're going to finish the hour with the Sacramento premiere of a powerful play that speaks to another hugely significant chapter in human history on this earth. The play is John O'Keefe's Times Like These. It explores the meaning of resistance through one woman's fight to use her voice in Hitler's Germany. The production is being staged by Cal Stage, California Stage, and in the studio with me are cast members Lois Mastin Ewing. Hi, Lois.
Hi.
Glad to have you here. And Gary Allen Wright. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Beth.
Glad to have you both here.
Thank you.
This is loosely based on a true story, so would each of you explain who your characters are? And why don't you begin, Lois, because Meta Wolf is the centerpiece of all of this.
Yeah, Meta Wolf was an actor in Berlin in the 30s, and she was just an actor. That's it, many times throughout the play she's talking about, I'm just an actor, that's all I am. But it comes out that her birth heritage was Jewish, so she was discovered to be a Jew. And in Berlin at that time, they just kind of were clearing out all the Jewish people out of the theater, and it comes out that she's Jewish. Nobody knew she was Jewish. Her husband, Oscar, didn't know she was Jewish, and her career is annihilated. And she goes into hiding, and Oscar doesn't have to. So.
Yeah, Gary, step in at this point and talk about
Oscar Weiss. Her husband, Oscar, is also an actor, but unlike Meta, who's a beloved theater diva, and she's famous and she's respected and everyone acknowledges that she's a big star, Oscar is just a bit player, and he's happy to be that. He's not particularly ambitious. He's happy to bask in the reflected glow of Meta's stardom. And so when it comes out that she's Jewish and the Nazi noose starts to tighten around their lives, Oscar, who's blessed with the proper Aryan heritage, his career starts to take off in ways that he never imagined it could. He becomes a darling of Goebbels and Goering and starts getting cast in leading roles, which is brand new for him.
This play opened a few weeks ago. Do you think audiences are receiving and hearing it differently since this weekend?
Well, Saturday was a really interesting show because that's when the shooting was. And you know, Gary and I had our own things to do in terms of acting and all that. But there was this different, I really remember thinking there was a different energy. There was a different attention. I mean, it's a show that, you know, you really calls for you to pay attention. But Saturday, there was something kind of special and sad.
You know what, Lois? I feel it in having this conversation with you. I could have a conversation about this play at a different time. I don't think it would be moving me the way this is right now.
Indeed. Well, this play, it's a cautionary tale among being a love story and this beautiful story anyway. But it talks about, you know, leadership in a country, kind of taking over and having this kind of mass kind of la-la land happen to the people. And so when Saturday happened and everybody showed up and was just kind of in shock, and then seeing this story, I mean, theater, we're storytellers first, mm-hmm. and seeing this story about this happens in history, and when are we going to stop having this happen?
It's really interesting how the relevance of this play keeps snowballing because, you know, it was written about 16 years ago as a response to the Bush administration's response to 9/11 and the run-up to war in Iraq and the Patriot Act and all that stuff. So it was resonant in ways back then that I think were not even imagined. It keeps gaining in resonance, you know. I mean, it's resonant in ways now that it wasn't then, and it's resonant in ways this week that it wasn't when we opened 2 weeks
ago. Right.
So that's Gary Allen Wright. He plays Oscar, and Lois Mastin Ewing plays Meta. Richard Winters is the director. This is the Sacramento premiere of John O'Keefe's play Times Like These. It continues through November 18th. The shows are Fridays and Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 2, and the staging is by California Stage Theater. You're going to do a reading, aren't you, from the play?
We'd like to, if you'd like us to.
Please do.
Great. Do you want to lead up to this?
Yeah, go ahead and set it up. So this takes place in the first act, and the play is, it's sort of a two lobsters in a pot story. Mm-hmm. You know, the water's fine at the beginning of the play, and then it starts to get uncomfortable pretty quickly, and then the playwright spends the next 90 minutes turning up the heat. And this is early in the play when Meta has started to figure out, sort of has started to see what the future might hold. And they're both sort of being shaken out of their complacency and forced to deal with things. Okay, so here's the reading.
From there, I never wanted to think about politics. I took it for granted that civilized people would act in good taste. Now everything I know has been turned around. Nothing is the same. I used to think there were crazy people and sane people, but now I know that we are all crazy. How else would you explain it? That little screaming man is our leader. And I'll tell you something else. Guys like him, once they're in office, they never let go.
I know you're frightened, but this foolishness, it won't last long. It can't.
Why not?
Because this is Germany.
Oh, yes. Yes, I didn't think of that.
That is a scene from Times Like These, again, continuing through November 18th at the California Stage Theater. This is in the R25 Arts Complex, which, if you don't know, is 1725 25th Street in Midtown Sacramento. So before I leave you both, give me your connection for you personally, doing this play in this time with where we are at this moment, October 30th, 2018. Gary?
Well, it's a really special feeling to be involved with a project that sort of ticks all the boxes of everything that made me fall in love with theater to begin with. You know, it's great writing. It's a chance for me to stretch as an actor, and it feels so painfully relevant to right now.
Indeed. Lois. Well, for me, I mean, as an actor, you're kind of very concerned with self. And this play talks about an actor who all of a sudden discovers the world in a way that was kind of an imposition. She didn't really want to. She would have been happy to just be plod along. And I kind of relate to that sometimes. And now we all must pay attention.
Lois Mastin-Ewing and Gary Allen Wright, along with Richard Winters. They are award-winning theater performers and directors. You can see them on stage. We'll post a link with more information. Thank you both for making time for
this. Thank you so
much. I think it was really important to
Thank you, Beth.
Have this in our hour today. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. We're back with another live show tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.